Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Doug Weed back on the show. Doug is a historian. He's written more than one book on presidents. He's interviewed a handful. He's advised at least two. He's worked with the first ladies as well. He's his book Inside Trump's White House: The Real Story of His Presidency is his new one, and he's become a great member of our brain trust over the last year or so. Doug Weed, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Doug, give us your perspective on where you think things are right now. Here we are. What are we? 90 days. We're still inside the 100 days, I think, of the Biden presidency. Around four months since the last information on the election for early January. What do you think? How do you think things stand? What do you think things are right now? What is your perspective as a historian?
Well, it's a bit of an odd time because, in my opinion, because of the president's age and health. I mean, he'll be 82 when he runs for re-election. And as I've mentioned before on your show, that's the age of Mao Zedong when he died. That's the age of Castro when he died, of Kim Jong Il when he died. That's old. Joe Biden was older coming into the White House than Ronald Reagan was leaving the White House. Mm-hmm. And Ronald Reagan was the oldest president in American history up to that time. So what it's left is a lame duck presidency. He probably isn't going to finish this presidency, in my opinion, health-wise. And if he does, he can't really run for re-election, though he claims he will. And that means he's lame duck. And so you see, you know, I warned about this, but you see him announcing publicly and appointing the vice president, Harris, as the in charge of the border. And she laughed when they said, "Are you going to the border?"
Right.
She laughed. And
yeah,
she's in open defiance of the president. I've never seen that. Vice presidents usually do exactly what the president wants.
Here's another data point from yesterday, I think. Jen Psaki, the sneering communications director, what's the press officer there, the press secretary, and she does sneer, folks. If you watch her when she talks to someone, especially if it's a tough question, she does sneer. But she was commenting on President Biden calling the border issue a crisis. She said the president misspoke. In your life, Doug, have you ever heard a press secretary say her president boss misspoke about something? Have you ever heard that in your life?
No, I've never heard it, but I have heard about it. There was an occasion when Dwight Eisenhower was president, and he was considered old. He wasn't near as old as Biden, but he was considered old. And he said something, and the press secretary jokingly told a reporter from the Washington Post, "The president does not necessarily speak for this administration."
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, maybe she's channeling the Eisenhower thing. But, you know, if you think about it, and I'm not being uncharitable here. I'm not being political or partisan when I say this, but really, Biden is really an accidental president, isn't he? I mean, his campaign was on its last leg when he went to South Carolina. And if it wasn't for Clyburn, the representative from South Carolina endorsing him across the state, he would have, if he hadn't won South Carolina, we'd be talking about candidate Sanders, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. He totally depended on Super Tuesday and the split of those votes. That's what allowed him to win the nomination.
And then the campaign. I mean, when have we ever seen a campaign from a basement? I mean, folks, that's where he was. I'm just observing and reporting here, folks. I consider Biden's, and then of course all the voting controversy. I think you could call him an accidental president. And we'll come back after the break and talk about what are the next steps? What's the future? Including how will Trump weigh in on all this? What will his impact going forward in our national politics? Quick break, right back with Doug Weed. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.